flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, Jones, we are nearly a month into 2025, but the movie season hasn't really started just yet. So I am here to give you the top 10 most anticipated films of 2025. That's right. These are the must-see movies of the year. And in the spirit of any of my top 10 lists, I think there's actually 11.
Come on.
Yeah, one of them is actually sort
top
of a nice gesture.
Top 10 plus one.
Yeah, it's a top 10 plus one okay. is what we're dealing with here. I didn't rank them in order of most must-see versus last. What I did was this is in order of release.
Okay.
So based on the current release dates, here are the movies that I and all the Dork Podcast people will have circled. All right. First one comes out next month. Valentine's Day. You can maybe take your lover to this movie. Captain America Brave New World.
Ooh.
The MCU got a much needed kick in the ass with Deadpool and Wolverine. So I think it's back on kind of like good ground. They had a stretch there where they were putting out minimum a B plus to an A plus movie for a while. Then it's been much more hit or miss. And Deadpool and Wolverine was great. The trailers for this look good. Harrison Ford is going to be the Red Hulk.
Ooh.
The debut live action Red Hulk. Excited about that.
I didn't even know there was a Red Hulk.
Yep.
See color. I didn't even know there was a Red Hulk.
Speaking of not seeing color, get Sam Wilson as portrayed by Anthony Mackie, who was the Falcon, is now Captain America.
I know that.
A lot of the Caitlin Clark fans aren't thrilled with that.
Is that true?
As you can imagine.
Wow. Yeah. I saw him.
Tough apples. He's going to be good.
I didn't realize he was cast for that until, of all things, the national title game. They showed him walking around on the sideline. And then, like, 30 seconds later, they showed a promo. And I'm like, oh, he's in this.
Didn't you might know him as Papa Doc from 8
sure.
Mile.
Yes, yes, yes.
Where he froze.
Dope.
Famously froze on stage.
Big time.
Yep.
Yeah.
But he's Captain America now. And he flies around. He's got the shield. So Captain America Brave New World comes out on Valentine's Day. On March 7th, Mickey 17. This is the director who did Parasite. I don't know if you saw Parasite.
No.
It won Best Picture 2019. Incredible film. All in subtitles, but you can deal with it. This is so Robert Pattinson stars in this movie. Here's the plot. Wanting to get out of Earth, Mickey Barnes signs up to be an expendable, a disposable employee where after one iteration dies, a new body is regenerated with most of their memories intact.
Most.
After one of his multiples, Mickey 17 unintentionally survives a human expedition to colonize the ice world Niflheim. He goes head-to-head with a new multiple, Mickey 18.
Mickey 17 versus Mickey 18.
You in on that? I assume Robert Pattinson plays both roles?
I did see Robert Pattinson wanted to base his character on Steve-O.
Yeah, he did. He says, also, Robert Pattinson said, if they ever do a biopic on Steve-O, he wants to play Steve-O.
Really? Guy loves...
I was like, yes, please.
Guy loves Jackass and Steve-O.
Steve-O could use a biopic.
Maybe he's more of a Wild Boys guy.
Maybe he liked Wild Boys. Not nearly as good.
Steve-O was on Wild Boys.
Yeah,
right?
He and Party Boy.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, they're diving into the oceans.
I was very unconfident.
No, it's not as great. Yeah. I didn't love Wild Boys.
Yeah, but maybe...
They were wild,
but
though.
The big Steve-O fans, maybe they do. No, I'll watch that. I thought this was going to be... Isn't Mickey the licensing? Isn't that one of those?
Mickey, you're so fine.
No, isn't that like one of the Winnie the Pooh things where they're going to start making horror movies with Mickey?
Steamboat Willie.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Copyright, like Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Yes,
that movie.
That's what I was bracing for this
Winnie
film.
The Pooh too.
The third movie comes out March 21st. The Alto Knights, Knight with a K, gangster Vito Genovese goes to war with crime boss Frank Costello in the 1950s. Robert De Niro plays both roles.
Oh.
How do you like that? Bobby D.
This is the one coming out on Netflix?
You like him so much, you can have him in there twice. He's so nice. Cast him twice.
Is this the one coming out on Netflix?
I believe so.
Okay, because I've seen...
Oh, no, is it?
Well, I saw a trailer for something with De Niro.
Alto Knights. Is that a Netflix experience? I don't know the answer.
Are they going to have to do like the Harrison Ford, Indiana Jones thing and de-age him by like 80 years?
Maybe.
Oh, well, they did it to him in The Irishman.
And that was horrible.
They did de-age him in The Irishman.
Is it a true story?
This looks like, I mean, those are real guys.
The only reason I say it because, like, you got a gangster named Frank Costello, and that's who Jack Nicholson was in
The Departed.
Oh, no, but this is real. These are I believe are real guys.
Hmm.
Yeah. I'm in on that.
All right. I'll
give it a rip. I don't know why he has to play both roles though.
Well, maybe it's a Mickey 17, Mickey 18.
You know, we might be dealing with
the trends of 2025. That could be what's
going on. Speaking of trends, also playing two roles. The movie Sinners comes out April 18th. Trying to leave their troubled lives behind, twin brothers, both portrayed by Michael B. Jordan,
wow,
return to their hometown to start again, only to discover that an even greater evil is waiting to welcome them back. Mm. The greater evil, based off the trailers, vampires. Ryan Coogler,
nice,
who's done a bunch of Michael B. Jordan movies, including Black Panther.
Most, right?
Almost everything he's in.
All the Creed movies, yeah.
Fruitville Station, yep, all these ones. So Michael B. Jordan, I'm in on that. That's Sinners. Comes out April 18th. May 2nd, another MCU movie, Thunderbolts, which is basically Marvel's version of the Suicide Squad.
Okay.
Florence Pugh is going to be in it.
Pew, pew.
David Harbour's in it.
Nice.
A lot of characters that we've seen from other movies kind of smashed together.
Thunderbolts, plural,
and a little asterisk at the end. What does it mean? I don't know, but it's in the title.
Thunderbolts is...
No, just an asterisk, not apostrophe.
Oh, yeah, asterisk. I'm sorry. I was thinking apostrophe.
Wake
you're right.
up.
No, you're right.
Number six, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning.
Nice.
This mission, they're saying, is the most impossible out of all the missions.
Okay.
May 23rd, it's supposed to be the last time we get Tom Cruise as Ethan Hunt, putting his life on the line. All of these movies are good, so I expect this one to
you
be
do
doable.
Like these?
I love these.
Our
Mission Impossibles are great.
Our old friend Jeremy Conley would advocate for these very strongly, and I'm like, those can't possibly be good. I saw the first one 20
They're
years ago.
They're all good. Oh, okay. They get better and better.
The one with Henry Cavill, Fallout, awesome.
Yep, excellent. Hmm. The one that everybody thinks is the worst is 2, which I actually loved. I had a soft spot for Mission Impossible 2.
Hmm.
You got the Limp Bizkit song in it is maybe the reason why.
That's what did it. There it is.
All right, number 7, from the world of John Wick, Ballerina. It's a John Wick prequel type movie. I don't know if it's pretty, I think it takes place between 3 and 4, but Ana de Armas plays the ballerina in this, who's also like a hitman. They sort of tapped into that in the last John Wick movies. These movies are all awesome too.
Great films.
Number 8, 28 Years Later, comes out June 20th. So 28 days later.
Thank you. I was going to say, they've already done this, haven't they?
They did 28 weeks later. They've done both. These are the fast running zombies. You might remember these guys. They're flying all around. So this is what I'm excited for. On July 11th, Superman, the first movie in the new DCU, written and directed by James Gunn. Sean Gunn's his brother that's in every movie that he does. But James Gunn and David Cornsweat plays the new Superman. David Cornsweat. Number 10 on my list is The Fantastic Four, First Steps. Another MCU movie comes out July 25th. And I had to throw an 11th one on there. Friend of the show, Courtney Cox, is going to be really excited about Wicked for Good. So essentially part 2 of Wicked.
There's another Wicked?
Well, this last Wicked movie is only part 1 of the story.
Didn't realize that.
Yeah, so the conclusion comes out November 21st of this year.
I thought David Cornsweat, by the way, was like, Keith was testing me on if that's a real person, if he's just throwing random.
You checking him out?
I'm checking him out.
Real dude.
Yeah.
He was in We Own This City with friend of the show, Trey Chaney. They both played cops.
Hmm.
So there you go. There's your top, I guess, 11, kind of fudging a little bit. Top 10 most anticipated movies of 2025.
Text line was saying they want a Baker's Dozen next time.
Son of a gun!
That would have been the way to go.
Yep.
The movie, the De Niro movie I was thinking of, where I just looked
it, it's
up.
Not Alta Nights. I think Alta Nights is a theater movie.
No.
Are there any comedies on this list?
Zero Day is the one I saw an ad for the other day, and I was like, not against it.
I wouldn't say there's any straight-up comedies, Bill, but my guess is that Thunderbolts movie will lean pretty heavy into comedy.
And that's Thunderbolts asterisk, not apostrophe.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, we keep that straight.
The rest, we got a horror movie.
I miss comedies.
A couple of gangster movies. There really aren't any.
I also miss
everything's
comedies.
A friggin' comic book or some ghost or some wizard or some guy with a sword.
Come on, Bill. You don't like a guy with a sword?
Laughing.
Laughing's no longer part of the culture.
You know what, Billy? Good question. What happened to laughing?
Take your comic book movies and shove them.
No, Bill, not now.
Yeah, Wizard of Oz, the prequel.
In a related story,
when's
the next hashtag dork come out?
Well,
Monday. It came out on Monday this past Monday.
I'm glad you mentioned that. So we are going to do not a comedy.
Billy's going to be listening. Yeah.
Not a comedy, but Severance, the TV show Severance.
Yes.
We're going to do weekly recaps now because there's just so much good stuff in there.
Nice.
So we're going to do that.
Funny people, not a funny show. Awesome.
Right.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Adam Scott, and it's directed by Ben Stiller, and it is very serious.
Can we
it's very
not funny. Life so seriously?
Dude, best comedy from last year, probably the John Cena vehicle, Ricky Stenicki.
That was the best comedy last year?
I think it might have won the Dorky for best comedy.
You see that, Bill?
No.
Yeah.
John Cena,
the guy who loves comedy, can't even support comedy.
Take my money. Here's a John Cena comedy. No thanks.
I like.
You were funny and sisters. Take a walk.
Dude, he was great in this movie. That's just your own ignorance right there, Bill.
Yep, 100%.
You watch Ricky Stenicki, you are going to laugh, and you're going to learn to fall in love with John Cena. That's
a
guarantee.
He was good in Sisters, Take a Walk. Yeah, good.
Good,
you
Billy.
Want to stop at
Peacemaker,
look,
too.
Billy.
He's not going to watch that because it's a comic book.
Look, this is a counterpot not to
don't
compete.
Don't you know the MC Universe?
Not to compete with the Dork podcast.
Dude, Deadpool Wolverine was very funny.
What happened to laughing? That's a good
Simple.
Podcast.
That's all.
That's a good podcast,
a good comedy.
What happened to laughing?
Fall Guy had some moments that were funny.
That's not a comedy.
Remember
laughing?
All right, so straight comedy, I would say Ricky Stenicki is where you want to go.
And that came out, what, 2 years ago?
No, last year.
Was that last year? 2024.
Yeah, the 24 release.
Yeah, okay. Ricky Stenicki, I'll add it to my list.
Yeah.
Along with all 11, 10 plus 1, mm-hmm. of the top movies of 2025, according to Rich Keefe. Billy doesn't seem impressed.
No, he does not.
We'll get to all your feedback, 617-779-7937. Plus, we'll get back into, speaking of unimpressive, Josh McDaniels, his resume, that's next.